The lack of women directors in Hollywood is catching the eye of the federal government. In the coming days, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission will begin interviewing female directors to form an action plan against gender discrimination in the film and TV industry. This news comes on the heels of a study by USC Annenberg's Media, Diversity, and Social Change Initiative. The MDSC looked into the underrepresentation of female directors at the top 10 film festivals worldwide. Samira Jordan digs deeper into what the study found out about the global film industry's diversity problem.
The MDSC's research tackles a central question: how many female directors are in the film scene? The researchers studied the gender distribution of directors across top worldwide film festivals and career challenges for female directors. They found a massive gender gap in the film world. Stacy Smith is a USC Associate Professor of Communication, and she led the study. She says there's a gender ratio of 2.13 men to every one woman for directing positions for short films.
This is really problematic because people have been articulating that females represent 50% of film schools in the country. And yet our data show that they're less than a third at all of the top festivals with short content. So there's a disconnect in terms of what people are saying is going on educationally and what we see at the first stop or the first opportunity for directing a short.
Smith says there's an advantage to putting women in the director's chair.
When you put a woman behind the camera, girls and women not only change on screen, but the proportion of underrepresented racial and ethnic groups also change on screen. We saw 37% of the leads and co-leads were from individuals from underrepresented racial or ethnic groups. So how do we counter Hollywood? We have to support those places that are promoting stories by, for, and about those groups that are typically marginalized and excluded from positions of power in Hollywood.
The study's authors conducted its research by studying LunaFest, a women's short film festival. They found that of the 115 directors involved in LunaFest, 75% do not pursue work in major film or television production. Smith and her co-researchers say audiences don't know what they're missing by not having more films directed by women. Archer Tofan is an undergraduate USC student who helped with the study. He says it's given him a different perspective.
When I go to movies now, I tend to be more assertive, more inquisitive of who is on screen, why is that you know, there's less representation, why is the story, how is the storyline shaped by the characters and by the diversity of the characters in that movie. But that's me coming from being exposed to these questions. But if you think about people who are not exposed and have no background or information about these issues, I wonder how do they perceive and how do they look at the films, and they don't even know what they're missing on because they're not exposed to that information. So it's a problem.
The study points to various barriers that hold women back from the director's chair, such as family obligations, lack of funding, and the belief that women can only direct certain kinds of films. Researchers hope that by bringing these issues to attention, more will be done to broaden the opportunities for female filmmakers at all levels in the industry. Samira Jordan, Annenberg Radio News.